This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour in for David Brancaccio. It has not escaped the Marketplace Morning Report that today is Monday, the 20th of April, as in 420, the day when some celebrate marijuana use and legalization. Now, like anything involving large groups of people these days, festivals and rallies to legalize pot are not going to happen, at least not physically, but organizers are calling for the celebrations to go ahead safely online. And as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, pandemic or no, the recreational marijuana industry is doing just fine.
I live in Oregon, one of 11 states where it's legal for adults to use recreational marijuana. In my neighborhood, most businesses are closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic, but there's a pot store that's open. A sign in the window says, "Curbside service preferred." Cannabis retailers are deemed essential here. It's the same in most states where recreational marijuana is legal. And sales have held up well, says Troy Dayton at the ArcView Market Research Group.
At the beginning of this, sort of mid-March, there was a huge spike in sales as people were panic buying. This was one of the products that they were stocking up on.
Cannabis sales are still up compared to last April in major markets like California, Washington, and Colorado. Christian Groh at investment firm Privateer Holdings says it's not surprising.
Cannabis, much like alcohol, has the potential to be a counter-cyclical product. You know, counter-cyclical businesses make products that actually see increased demand in times of economic distress.
The cannabis business is volatile. Last year, several high-profile startups saw their stock soar, then fall back down to earth. Again, Troy Dayton.
There was a bit of overvaluation happening. There was a bubble that kind of burst on it, not dissimilar to what we saw during the dot-com bubble.
Once the COVID-19 economic crisis is past, Eli McVeigh at Marijuana Business Daily predicts strong sales growth will continue.
We're seeing new consumers. You know, Gen Z is just now coming of age, you know, over 21.
The pandemic will delay legalization efforts in new markets like Missouri and New York. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.